There you are, Dina Joe.
Now I have to go in and come out and go in and come out, and then it finally lets me find him. I don't know why.
Hey, Moonchild. Hey, Spanky.
Hi, Moonchild. Hi, Spanky. How you doing, Moonchild? Good?
Hey, Eric. How you doing, Spanky? Man?
I'm doing good, old man. Hope everybody's having a good morning on this Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. And a good afternoon on the WESN encore presentation.
Hello, Dina Joe.
Hello, oh man. Did you get your tomatoes this morning?
Nope, no tomatoes.
Ah. All right, I don't want to hear you complaining about it.
Jeez, the rules already.
Dang it.
Well, we got our first bad notice today.
Notice?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you know, I've been working on trying to get the podcast out there to other avenues, you know. And yeah. So I figured out and I got it going, and YouTube was one of them.
Okay.
Well, I got a notice this morning from YouTube that there was a violation on copyright issues. There's a problem with copyright issues with your latest podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't even play that much of the music.
I know. And so it was that song, Hang on the Phone or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Blondie.
Yeah. They named the song and they said, well, because of this, we're going to have to ban your
because we weren't hanging on the telephone line.
Got banned in three countries through YouTube. YouTube only.
Three countries?
Yeah.
What three countries did they pick?
I don't remember who the two were. I don't remember. I could look at
what people, but... what do they just pick countries out of the air? Okay, like you say, Zimbabwe.
No, somebody reported it. Somebody reported it. I don't know who it was.
Oh,
but anyway,
my God. I have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, they go, now, this isn't really a violation. We're not going to really do anything about it. We're not going to take it down from YouTube, blah, 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 blah. I go, well, you just told me you were going to ban it in three countries.
Right.
You know, three countries, according to YouTube, they're not going to
play it. Poncho.
So I just went in there and went, well, I don't need to share it to YouTube. Delete. Yeah. I just deleted the whole thing to YouTube.
Oh, you guys get it every day, Spanky? For YouTube? What the heck?
Yeah, so I just went, forget it. I'm not gonna be hassled with it, you know. Because this is the first time it went to YouTube. And I'm like, really? I mean, I play 10 seconds of a song.
Right.
10, 15 seconds of a song. And we talk all over it and all this and that. And you're going to tell me that's a violation? Get out of here.
Yeah, I'd like to know if they really know the violation laws. Or, I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. Hi, Hob.
I just didn't want to ask.
Michael, actually.
Michael, who? Michael.
Not Michelle in the chat.
Thank you. Oh. Hi, Michael. You know, nice to see you.
It just isn't worth that. It is,
thanks, Eric.
It just isn't worth the aggravation to me. So I just went.
I understand. Hi, Rockin' Al.
I mean, we got it out there. It's out there in a lot of places. So I just went for.
We're gonna pick three countries to ban you from. Oh, silly.
If you listen to the Slightly Serious Show, he's not even simulcasting to YouTube because I think the one reason why he's not simulcasting on YouTube is because apparently YouTube does not like people telling the truth about what's going on in politics, which, you know, I'm all about, you know, we need to get that Section 230 repealed now more than ever because I really think, you know, stifling free speech and then making up your own rules, you know, being like these rules only apply to us, that they don't apply to others and vice versa, which I think, you know, the last time I checked, in America, it's a free country.
Yeah.
I just stuck. Yeah. I've heard a lot of people having trouble with YouTube, so just forget it.
Yeah, no.
But Facebook and TikTok seem to be going that direction too.
Oh, they all are. You know.
Yeah, they all are.
But we digress.
Yeah.
Stupid politics, yeah. The world would be a nice place if it was for politics. Anyway, whatever. So I was going to send that to you, Dita Joe. I was going to copy you the email and send it over to you.
I just think that's just hilarious. Yeah. I'd love to know who complained, first of all.
It says. And then, I'll forward the email to
really?
You.
Oh, really?
And then, I don't even know who they are. It's just like a corporation or something. I don't know.
Oh, like,
all they got is people sitting around. I don't know.
I'm Mr. A.
Crazy.
That's
crazy
just
stuff.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Mail in Thursday. Got to mail in those pictures and those recipes today.
Mm-hmm. It's like mail in. Mail in what? What do you want people to mail in?
Mail in. The Gmail to email our their recipes and their pictures of their dishes that they made. Mm-hmm. Boy, that thing you made yesterday, Dina Joe. Boy, that looked good.
It was good.
Yeah. How did you? It's like you didn't make that waffle in a waffle maker.
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah, a round one. I just didn't fill it completely.
Oh.
What I really wanted was little ones, and I wanted to make like little slider sandwiches, waffle sandwiches. Yeah. Hi, Jay, baby. But my sausage patties that I made, I made them big, figuring they would probably shrink.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't really shrink. And so they were the size of a hamburger patty.
Nice.
So I made the waffle it's a waffle iron. It's just round. I just didn't fill the whole thing. And so they were kind of off a little and smaller. So, yeah.
Oh, they look good. They definitely look good. And, you know, when it comes to sliders, give me that little tiny bun. That's fine. But give me a full-size burger. I want burger hanging out. Yeah. Yeah, so Grammy's got hers done. You got yours done. Oh, man. And I was fighting last night going to bed. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I told you I was going to do that zucchini spam fried rice, but then when I'm going to bed, I go, God, I don't want to do that. That's, I don't want to do that. And maybe I'll make some zucchini, I forgot what, pico de gallo. Maybe I'll make some zucchini pico de gallo or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I already have the idea for it, you know. And because that's that, I used to call that dry salsa, you know, because it's not a sauce. I used to just call it dry salsa, you know.
Yeah.
Onions and peppers and all that stuff. And because we got some good looking jalapeno peppers, you know, I can chop up a jalapeno.
Oh my gosh, I got so many all of a sudden.
Huh?
I have so many all of a sudden.
Oh. Grammy, she harvested a bunch of them. And I was out watering them yesterday, and I noticed she just pulled almost all of them off the plant. There's one jalapeno out there that is so bright red, and it's still on the plant.
Oh, I use those in my salsa.
Man, that thing is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. Hi, James. That I've never seen them that red. You know, I mean, in the ones I've grown. I've never grown any that have turned red because we always pick them off too soon. I guess before they turn red, we pick them off before they turn red. But what are those other little ones we got that are red? Serranos.
Well, they can turn red too.
Oh, we got a bunch of those that are red.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on
with
those.
Yeah, you have that other one, that scorpion.
Trinity
whatever.
Scorpion.
Now,
yeah.
Aren't those normally?
They're supposed to turn red.
An orangey redder color,
I thought. Yeah, something. I almost didn't really see any out there. I mean, they were hiding under the leaves, I'm sure, you know. But I'm going to go out and take a better look at it because I'll be honest, I haven't watered them for like a week, you know. And Grammy's showing me the peppers and she goes, You see these little white lines in the jalapenos here?
WW friend.
I go, I see the little white lines all over the skin of the pepper. What does that mean? She goes, they need water. And she goes, and plus two, the more these little white lines they get, the hotter they're going to be. Aye.
What? So, say that again?
You know, the little white, there's like little white lines on the skin of the jalapenos. Little white dashes, you know. I don't know. She had a name for them.
Huh. But they, I'll have to ask her. What she, because I've noticed mine this year, there's more. Yeah, like there's, is it kind of look rough?
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's the only way I can describe it. Like dry. It does. Yeah, it's not shiny. It's not shiny. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She says that's a sign that they're going to be hot and that they need water. I go, really? Mm. Mm. Okay.
I see.
Yeah. Now, the one I ate the other day, when it didn't have any of those on there, and it was actually a good tasting pepper. Had good quality heat, good heat, and a good tasting jalapeno. Yeah, it was really good. So, but they're yelling for water. Water! We need water! Come on, old man. Well, I did away. I cleaned out the zucchini garden. Because it was getting to the point where it was still kind of growing zucchini, but they were coming out looking weird.
Oh.
I mean, you know, like they were just looking weird. I'm thinking, okay, it's coming to its end. When the fruit starts looking like that, it's got to be weird. It's got to be coming to its end. It's giving up the ghost. So I just went ahead and cleaned it all out. Man, that thing got huge out of one plant. And it just went
like
everywhere.
Kind of not prickly, like they're not soft. You definitely need gloves and stuff working in the garden.
Hey, did you know that those leaves and everything, it's hollow?
Yeah, the stems that come out. Yeah.
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 I never seen anything like that any other time except for sunflowers. Sunflowers are like that.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. Why would they be hollow like that?
It's interesting.
I don't know. Maybe that's the way they carry their water to the leaves.
I don't know. That's what Grammy was saying. I don't know.
Oh, look at that.
But I thought it was weird.
Hi, Ralph.
I thought it was weird, but when you punched, when you snipped them, it was like, it had a little hollow sound to it.
Yeah.
I thought, what the heck's that? And I looked and went, oh, they're hollow. So we cleaned that out. So I got three of my gardens cleaned out. And I think the tomatoes, my big tomato bush is just about come to its end too. It just doesn't seem like it's doing much anymore. You know, it just doesn't seem like it's producing anymore. So, but the cherry tomatoes are going crazy as always. You know,
who sniffled?
Who sniffed?
Who you sniffed, Ralph?
Who you sniffed, Ralph? I don't know. I don't know, Ralph.
So nosy. Who are you sniffing? Hi, the other crazy.
Good to see everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. I don't even know if I said the introduction this morning. Ah. Well, hello. You've got the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We're live coming to you from across the United States.
Hi,
all the way from Georgia to Vancouver, Washington, with a little stop in heaven in Colorado.
Yes.
And just glad you're all here. Glad you're joining in. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
good days.
No. BG, baby, only got 5 strawberries.
Only 5? Our strawberry plant didn't do very well this year either.
Mine's doing all kinds of them now.
Yeah. Our strawberries were like,
I just want to let them grow.
They were like the size of a dime. They weren't very big. And I thought it was going to be a good year for it, but it didn't do any good. I think the heat here did it. The heat got to it. I don't know.
No, they're little. They're small. Remember when you came and I have them all in pots, because this is the first time I've ever had strawberries before, and they said that these were perfect for hanging baskets, whatever. So I put them in little pots where they're just kind of hanging over.
Yep.
And they're tiny, but now I'm like, I'm not going to pick them. And there's one on it. It's kind of medium size. So I was like, oh, maybe the other ones will get that big. There's a bunch of little ones, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Jay says her plant's grown like crazy, but there's no buds. Yeah. That's kind of what we've experienced.
Do you have any bees over there?
Our plant went good, but no. It didn't even really bloom that much. I don't know.
Well, yeah, remember you saw mine. You said, what are those? Like they have little flowers. Mine have a pink. One plant has white flowers. One has red. And then one has pink.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Strange year for strawberries at the Merck Garden.
Hi, Christopher, Natalie.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I was thinking about this last night. I haven't even looked at my blueberries. I have totally forgot about my blueberries this year. Totally forgot about them. And I'm afraid to walk around the corner and look at them.
Welcome.
Because I'm afraid they're going to be there. They're going to be, you know, dead. I really am. It's like, oh, I have forgotten so much about my blueberries.
Oh, man.
I haven't watered them. I fertilized them at the first of the year, but I forgot all about them. You know, I don't know. So I got to walk around there and look. There's certain areas in my yard that I noticed yesterday that the big wildflowers have taken over everywhere that I've kind of neglected because I never really paid attention. I just didn't pay attention to them this year because it was too hot to go outside. You know, I just didn't go out. Uh-huh. My yard, my grass looks terrible. I mean, it's dead. It's got little spindly, what do you call those little yellow flowers?
Dandelions
in it, you know, and it just looks terrible. Yeah, whatever. It'll all come back next year. I'll get out there and take care of it during the fall when it's cooled down.
I know strawberries need a lot of nitrogen in the spring. Did you give them any nitrogen?
Who's that?
Strawberries.
Strawberries? No, I haven't put any nitrogen or anything. I've put fertilizer in there, but no nitrogen.
And again in late fall.
Yeah, crazy lady says I can't grow weed. Oh, she can't grow weed. Everything else grows for me. I'm sorry, but when I see the word weed in there, everybody's talking about it. I'm thinking about dandelions and all that stuff. I'm not thinking about weed. I'm thinking about weeds. See, I need to say that to people talking to me about weeds. Are you talking about
Hi,
weeds
Pocky
or
Brewster.
weed?
Nice to see you.
I don't know.
Welcome.
I got confused.
Yes, you
I
can.
Got all confused. Weed. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Weed.
Grow a number of plants yourself. Welcome.
No wonder people look at me strange. Hey, so you're growing weed over there? Yeah, I got a bunch of dandelions and all this other crap that grow around. I don't know. They're looking at me like, what? Oh, you mean weed. I'm sorry. you can make dandelion wine? Only crazy lady? Well, that's interesting. You know, they are edible. They are an edible plant. And so, and then roots, you can do stuff with the roots.
Well, be careful which ones you put in your mouth. You don't know.
I haven't eaten any.
You don't know if your neighbor sprayed it with anything.
Oh, that's it. Careful. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know what your neighbor's putting in their yard. And then when the rain and the wind blows it all over the yard.
Oh, yes, that valerian root I've heard of.
Yeah.
Weed wine. I don't know about weed wine. I'm sure they probably is some weed wine.
I have no idea.
CBD wine, yeah. I bet you. I don't know.
Man, the other day I was watching the Mariners play on the weekend. They were playing Kansas City, I think. Anyway, it was a nice afternoon game, and it was a nice day. And so I go, I'm gonna have some moonshine while I'm watching the game. And Grammy goes, go ahead, have some moonshine. Let's sit down and watch it on the big screen TV. Okay, so we sat down there, and I had this glass of moonshine there, and I'm drinking it, and I'm going along. Yeah, this is good. And I go, well, I got to go to the bathroom. I stood up. It was like, whoa, that moonshine, it creeps up on you, man. I'm telling you. And then when I was done, it's like it stays with you like a long time, too. I mean, you know, I swear I was still a little wobbly.
Well, it is quite strong.
It is. Well, it is.
Hi, Cubella.
It is. It's 100 proof is what it is, so.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so good. Oh, it's like drinking a fruit juice, you know.
Hi, Rise
like
of
drinking
the Lion.
A fruit juice. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I enjoyed the game yesterday. They had an afternoon game last night. The Mariners and the Houston Astros, they had an afternoon game. And who was it that was asking me? Because I got a phone call or something, and they go,
"Hi, Holy Ghost Fire, Prayer Mountain."
No, I was getting my teeth cleaned yesterday, and the assistant, the hygienist goes, "Oh, there's a game on this afternoon." I go, "Yeah, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go watch the game on TV." She goes, they play baseball during the day? You know, it's gotten so uncommon. I go, yeah, it's a day game in the middle of the week. I've never heard of that. Yeah, they got them. And I was thinking about that when I was a little kid, you know, going to grade school and that, baseball was always played in the afternoon, in the late morning, early afternoon. There was never hardly any night games. It was all during the day. Because I remember the teachers used to roll in TVs into our room. You know, they'd have to sign out for TVs. You know, they'd sign out. Okay.
Yeah, they had their time. Exactly.
I need a TV Friday afternoon.
Come rolling in.
Yeah, come rolling in, plug it in. We'd be watching baseball. Yep. Yeah.
I remember.
That's funny. There was a bunch of World Series I watched in grade school and in the TV on the classroom. Yeah. Because we'd be watching the World Series. Yeah. Okay, we've got a reading assignment here, Joe. Go ahead and read. I'm going to be doing stuff at my desk with the TV on in the background. Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are, Mr. Johnson. Yeah, watching the World Series. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that stuff. Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that this is interesting. We have our show being rebroadcast on the WESN network, the Epic Strategies Network, and it's being rebroadcast at 11 a.m. Pacific time on that radio station. You can download their app and get it on your phones, or you can go to their website and look at it there and listen to the show. This show will be rebroadcast at 11. And so on Sundays at 7 a.m. on that same channel, we're doing the top 10 most downloaded episodes of all times. And last week we did number 9. Number 9 was our very first podcast that we did with Dina Jo and Eric. And Dina Jo's on there talking about pet fostering. And that was number 9. So I'm looking at the list this morning. I'm going, okay, well, I got to do number 8 this weekend. Well, lo and behold, Dina Jo, that show bumped up to number 8.
Oh,
it's now number 8. So, oh, no. So
do last week's number 8.
Yeah, I'm going to. It's now number 9. So I'm going to do the other. Yeah, I'm going to do the other. But I looked at it and I went, well, this is a kerfuffle. You know, what am I going to do now?
Kerfuffle.
That's a fun word. Kerfuffle. You know where I learned that word from?
Where did
Judge Judy on TV.
Oh, yeah. She teaches.
Hi, Michelle.
Where have you been?
I was checking on her.
You got to give her a
I know. I've been waiting for her.
A member of our Snap Squad, Michelle. Yes. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Michelle. Miss you.
But I heard Judge Judy say that word. Well, what we've got here is a kerfuffle. And I went, did she just make that word up? You know, did she just make that word up? So I had to look it up. And what it means is conflict. There's a little conflict. Kerfuffle.
Right.
Conflict. Yeah.
Hi, nature you know lover.
What? You know what? I woke up the other last night, yesterday and today, I woke up and the intuitive. That word stuck in my head. Intuitive. I thought, well, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds important. Intuitive.
Well, did you look it up?
Nah, you know, that's all I need is another word to use.
Why don't you ask your Siri what it means?
Siri, what does intuitive mean? Ask Siri?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. What does intuitive mean?
Intuitive means using or based on what one feels to be true, even without conscious reasoning, instinctive.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Siri. Thank you.
Tuttles. Tuttles is faster than you. Sorry, Tuttles.
Wow, that was a race between Tuttles and Siri.
I know.
She just barely edged you out, but that was because you were typing.
Yes, I might have a bit. Yeah. How are you?
What was that word that Ralph has there? Discernment. Discernment. Discernment, Ralph? Discernment?
I would believe so.
Siri.
That was...
Hey, Siri. Are
you there? Yeah, he said.
Hey, Siri, what does discernment mean?
The ability to judge well. Do you want to hear the remaining one?
Yes. Yes, I want to hear the remaining one.
In Christian contexts, perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual direction and understanding.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Siri, who am I?
Oh, God.
Hey, Siri. Who am I?
You're Jimmy, but since we are friends, I get to call you Spider-Man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No, he changed. She used to say that you like to call me Spider-Man. You like me to call you Spider-Man or something like that.
Hey, I didn't change her. That's what she's doing. Man, tunnels, man, you're quick. What are you cutting and pasting, buddy? Jeez Louise.
I don't know how you do that, but that's what you need to learn. I don't know how you do that, but I need to learn.
I think where the Siri calls you Jimmy, that really got me to thinking about that State Farm commercial. I love when the old lady's like, six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite commercials too. And I've been noticing lately on TV, all the, some of the, most of the bad people in the show and the movies we've been watching, their name's Jimmy. And I told Grandma, I go, hey, how come Jimmy's getting a bad rap now all of a sudden? She goes, I don't know, Jimmy.
They're troublemakers.
Oh, man, I guess.
Yeah, I little guess. Jimmy.
Man. That so, you Jimmy. Got any holidays or anything of importance?
Yeah, there's some importance ones. I'm not going to give them in the order they have it. I'm going to do this one first. It's BJ Day commemorates the shift in the Second World War in favor of allies. So
VJ? Did you say yes. VJ or day?
J. V. Yeah. As in, yeah, V/J Day celebrates every September 2nd. The U.S. stands for Victory Over Japan
exactly.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is what that is for. So
well, there you go.
Remember, everybody. Mm-hmm. There, welcome. And then we have National Blueberry Popsicle Day.
Ooh, I love me some blueberry popsicles.
Yeah, and this kind of looks like a blueberry smoothie thing, and it's frozen in one of those, you know, when you used to make popsicles when you were a kid, you could buy those little plastic things and you stick them there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Little Tupperware thing.
Yes, exactly.
Little Tupperware thing. You fill it up, and then you put the lid on it, and the lid has the handle on it.
Handles, yep.
Yeah,
you can still get
them.
Put
it in there and freeze them, and then you
pop
that little lid off, and that was a lot of fun. Oh, I used to love it when my mom used to do that for us when we were kids.
Yeah, because you make them out of, there's not as much preservatives in there, depending on what you use. But the last day is one of my favorites, World Coconut Day. You can't make pina colada with our Thai curry without coconut. So here you go.
Yeah, and I used to be I used to really be opposed to coconuts. I didn't like coconut. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like coconut. I didn't like the texture and all this and that. And Grammy stayed away from using it or even buying anything in it, But
welcome,
she slowly started feeding me coconut. And then like you said, I found out that because I love Indian food. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that and curries. I love curries.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out that coconut milk in that is used in a lot of curries.
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh, maybe I need to
reevaluate. I don't know if it's a guy thing, because that's what I mostly hear is guys not liking coconut.
I will say this.
In the chat?
Because J-Baby says Steve hates it. Huh.
I love it.
I will say this. I saw this on a exhibition show with that, what's that guy's name? Josh.
I don't like coconut water either, Ralph.
That Josh guy, that Expedition Unknown with that explorer Josh guy's on the Discovery Channel. Anyway,
I know what
you're talking about. He's driving around and he pulls up to this, he's driving and he pulls up to this little stand that has got coconuts there. And he goes, one coconut, please. And the guy just takes out his machete and chop, 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 chops the top off, puts his, he goes, you want a straw? And the guy goes, yes. Puts a straw in it, and he's driving down the street drinking the coconut water out of a coconut. Yeah. I've never, I don't think I've ever had coconut water by itself. So you don't like it, huh, Ralph? You don't like it either, Peter Joe?
I don't, I mean, I've tried a couple of them, and they don't taste coconutty to me. They taste like a weird water. I don't know. I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it is probably different if you crack open a coconut and you drink it, I would think, compared to what they put in the jars. I don't know.
Well, when you buy a coconut at the store, I mean, you can do that then, can't you? Can't you cut the top off of it then and drink it? I'm sure you can.
I'm sure you could.
I've never had it, though. I've never had coconut water. To me, it always seemed thick. I've never really looked at it. It just seems like it would be thick.
It's not. Thin. It's very thin. It's like cloudy water. That's all it is. It's not thick at all.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not thick at all.
Well, I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to try me some coconut.
Yeah, try it.
I'm going to buy me a coconut.
I didn't. You know what I did? I waited one day, and I went to Costco. And one day at Costco, they were handing out samples of coconut water. So Dina Jo didn't have to spend the money in case she didn't like it. And guess what? I didn't like it. So I didn't buy any. And I haven't bought any since.
Yeah. And I think if I'm going to try it, I'm going to try it right out of the coconut. And not canned or bottled. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it right from the fruit itself.
Now, coconut milk is in a can, and that's thick. That you use in a lot of baking and cooking and stuff. That's totally different than coconut water. Yeah.
Huh.
That's like thick and sweet, syrupy. Huh. You probably like drink it down because it's all sugary.
Nature lover, toddy. She's, I don't know if that's a name, toddy or what, but coconut drink is natural alcohol. I don't know what when you drink it out of the coconut, it tastes really good. I can't drink the packaged stuff. Oh, that's Tuttle's.
Okay.
Nature lover, what do you, I don't quite understand what you're talking about in your thing about is like a natural alcohol. Please expound. Yeah. Tell us what you're talking about. But I'll have to try some now.
Yeah. See, okay, then Tuttle says it is different than when you taste it. I would assume so. You know, you don't get all the processing and all that stuff going through it. So I'm sure it does taste different. Because to me, even the water to me doesn't taste coconutty. Like I thought I was going to taste something that tasted like coconut, but to me it did not. So I don't know.
Yes, Mike, I did say expound.
All out of fruit.
Every now and then these words pop into my head and I'll say them whether I use them in the right context or not.
Oh, straight out of the coconut isn't sweet at all, Mr. A said. So there you go.
Oh, it's not.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to try it. Whenever you see these movies,
coconut water and toddy are different, but both are from coconut.
When you see people, stranded on a desert island, they're always drinking and eating coconuts. So we'll just have to try it and see.
Well, it's supposed to be very hydrating.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's supposed to be very hydrating for you. YT Don, welcome.
Well, that's interesting because I always get dehydrated during the summer a lot. Yeah, we'll
the
try
rise
it.
Of the lion, welcome.
So is there any other days? Is there any other thing
no,
going on?
No, that's it.
That's it. Full of electrolytes.
That's yeah,
always like that word, electrolytes. Now, that'd be a word that coach from the – who's that coach? The Tigers coach? What is that, Eric? Is that Louisiana? Louisiana State?
I'm thinking like so.
Your plants like love coconut water?
That's what he would say. Hey, you guys, get out there and drink those electrolytes. Get out there and drink those electrolytes. Go Tigers. I can't. You know what? I can't wait for college football
to start. Oh, electrolytes. Okay.
I can't wait for college football to start. Man, I'm just biting at the bullet. I want it to start. Oh, and then National Hockey League starts the 25th of September. And I've been seeing all these local advertisements for the Seattle Kraken. You know, because this is the first year for the Seattle Kraken in the NHL to play. And I'm actually getting pretty hyped for it. I'm actually getting pretty pumped. And I know my friend Joe is excited about that because he's been trying to get me to watch hockey for years.
Oh, well, and, yeah. Aaron was telling you you needed to watch hockey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they spell Kraken K-R-A-K-E-N. Kraken. And so, oh, you know, and you know that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, they're going to have a thing, release the Krakens. Yeah, you know they're going to have that. But, yeah, so I'm really getting hyped about watching the NHL this year because of the Kraken. And I'm going to be watching them. And then I find out that the TV station that I watch the Mariners play and the Seahawks play on all the time, they're going to carry the Kraken games. Yes, because it's a local sports channel. And so I'm really jazzed then because that means I'm going to be able to get to see the games. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting stuff. So I'm pretty jazzed about that. The 25th starts the NHL. Yeah. See, in baseball, the playoffs are going to be starting here pretty soon. We got this September and then going into October, the playoffs start. I'm pretty jazzed. Pretty jazzed. Yep. TVs are going to get a lot of use out of them this fall, I think. Mm-hmm. College football, NHL. I'm still kind of out on the NFL. That they're changing the rules and all that so much. They're just making it uninteresting to me anymore. I just come on, really, you know, let them play baseball. No, let them play football. Come on, let them play football. You know, just with all these rules and that, they're changing everything. We were watching the Mariners game, and Grammy sits down, and she goes, "Oh, so the Seahawks are beating the Astros, huh?" And I go, "Yeah, that's amazing, huh? The Seahawks are beating the Astros. Yes, yes, they are." And then she's looking at me. She goes, "Oh, I mean the Mariners. Oh man, she's funny. Hey, Spanky, I don't know if you were trying to call in or not, but I may have either hit the invite button or hit the dismiss. So try it again, buddy, if you want to call in. I'm a little sloppy with the cursor on the computer this morning. Anyway.
Hi, Derek and Mike. Welcome.
Anyway.
Nice to have you.
So Dina Joe, I think, we might as well,
buy some Kraken rum and make some grog.
Crack some rum? Buy some Kraken rum.
Buy some Kraken rum and make some grog.
Kraken rum and make some grog. What's, I don't know. I just drink the rum. I wouldn't make anything with it. I don't know. Now you guys are getting me all confused. I don't know.
Well, it's Kraken rum. Drink.
Kraken rum.
Grog is all of a variety of alcohol. Yeah. The word originally referred to rum diluted with water.
Is that what it is? There's a brand of rum called Kraken. Get some of that to watch the Krakens play hockey. I'm hearing you, Tuttles. I'm hearing you, buddy. I'm hearing you. That's what I'm thinking I need to do. Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? You know what time it is, DJ? You know what time it is?
Yes. What time is it?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is? Rock. It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
All right, let's see what copyright laws we can break today.
Let's see what music we have on this day in history on music, September 2nd. Welcome, Llama Love 98. Nice to have you. We're going to start with the year of 1964. The Rolling Stones recorded their version of the Willie Dixon song Little Red Rooster at Irregnant Sound Studios in London, England. A variety of musicians have interpreted and recorded this song, Little Red Rooster, but here we're going to play the Rolling Stones version, Little Red Rooster. Here they are.
You know, these earlier bands, I am the little red, they loved the Delta, Mississippi Delta blues.
Yeah.
And that's why they always played these songs. The Beatles.
The slide, it was the, it's the slide, the slide guitar, too, is in there.
Oh, yeah. I am the little red rooster. The little red rooster. The Delta variant. Yeah, right. Rolling Stones, Little Red Rooster. Go.
Nice. We're going to move on to the year of 1972 with Mr. Rod Stewart. Was number one on the UK singles chart with You Wear It Well. The singer's second UK number one was taken from his album Never a Dull Moment. Written by Stewart and Martin Quittington, it was used as an arrangement marked similarly to that of Maggie May on Stewart's hits of previous years. So I guess you can kind of hear that arrangement in this song. So here we go, Rod Stewart with You Wear It Well.
That's exactly what I thought, Dina Jo, when I was putting this list together. I go, that sounds like Maggie May.
Yeah. Totally does.
Rod Stewart. I think he was nicknamed the Storyteller. See? You Wear It Well, Rod Stewart. But I expected him to go Maggie May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
I expected him to jump into the song Maggie May with that. Hey, I want to say something. I mean, okay. So, you know, this copyright crap that came. It's like, really? We're doing
Chapter
a day.
Hide, huh?
We're doing a day in music history, you know. It's not like we're playing their songs or trying to make money. We're just introducing this in history to people. And what's going to happen? People like the song. They'll go find it. They'll pay for it. And they'll get it. It's just like, are you? Oh. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Breathe now. Okay, while you breathe, I'm going to move on to the year of 1989 with Paula Abdul. And her Cold Hearted goes number one in America thanks to a saucy flash dance inspired video. So here is Miss Paula Abdul with Cold Hearted.
Oh, heart be still. I just see her up there dancing in the video.
Oh, it's Ralph Jam. Get up, Ralph.
Get going, Ralph.
Oh. He's a cold-hearted snake?
Yeah.
Is that you, Ralph?
He's a cold, telling
lies?
Yeah. Cold-hearted snake.
You don't play by rules, Ralph? Oh, man.
Ralph.
Ralph.
Paula Abdul, cold-hearted. She was just as cute as a bug up there dancing in that, too.
Yeah, she
you know,
nice.
She was a she was a dance choreographer.
Yes.
You know, she did a lot
she
of dancing.
She still is.
Well, thanks, Paula.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move on to Michael Jackson in the year of 1995 when he went number one on the U.S. singles chart with the song written by R. Kelly, You Are Not Alone. It holds the Guinness World Record as the first song in 37-year history of Billboard Hot number one to debut at number one. Here is Michael Jackson with You Are Not Alone. Welcome, PBG.
Another day is gone. I'm still
alone. Hi, Big
Bridge. R. Kelly wrote this song?
Yep.
I wonder, since he wrote it, I wonder how much Michael Jackson changed it from the original. You know, R. Kelly goes, here, I got this song for you, Michael. I want you to sing it. And then Michael listens to it and he changes it. I wonder how much changing he did.
Hi, Frank.
That's Michael Jackson. You are not alone.
You are not alone. You are 1995. We'll move on. 5 years later, in the year of 2000. 1995, yes. 2000, and with Madonna. She was number one on the UK singles chart with Music, her 10th UK number one single from her album of the same title. The video stars Madonna as well as comedian Sacha Baron Cohen as his famous character, Ali G. Here is Madonna with Music.
Hey, welcome, Mr. Seppi. DJ.
Welcome, Art. Welcome to Art.
I wanna dance with my baby.
I like that techno beat stuff. This is from her album Celebration.
Hi, Chase. Welcome.
Madonna with Music. What year was that, Dina Jo?
2000.
Oh, okay, okay. And you said that's when he was doing that that Ali G persona.
Character.
The character, yeah. And I remember that now because that happened while we were in England. Yeah, he was all over the place.
Nice to have you. Good to have you here from Iran. So then we'll move on to the year of 2005, 5 years later with Mariah Carey. She became only the fifth act ever to hold the top two position in the U.S. singles chart. The singer's We Belong Together notched a 10th consecutive week at number one on the Billboard chart, while Shake It Off jumped two places to second place. The feature put Carey in a select group of acts to hold the top two in the same time, with like Nelly, Outkast, the Bee Gees, and the Beatles. We Belong Together was Carey's 16th number one, giving her the third highest number of chart toppers in the U.S. behind the Beatles and Elvis. Here is Mariah Carey with We Belong Together. Thank you, Rich.
What a great voice Mariah Carey has.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had like a 5 or 6 octave voice, if I'm not mistaken. She had quite the range. Quite the range.
I didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight. I never should have let you go.
But see, here's an artist who changed her persona. She wanted to be nasty. You know, she wanted to be nasty and follow the lines of Madonna and Britney Spears and be nasty. And that ruined her career. She should have just stayed Mariah Carey singing Mariah Carey. Because she's got a great voice. She would have been the next Whitney Houston. So that's Mariah Carey. We Belong Together.
Mm-hmm. We'll move now to the year of 2007 with little 17-year-old Jamaican-American singer Sean Kingston went to number one on the UK singles chart with Beautiful Girls, also a US number one hit. The song samples the bass line from B.E. King's classic Stand By Me. The song is about a boy who feels suicidal or in denial in the edited version over not being able to be with a beautiful girl. Here is Sean Kingston with Beautiful Girls.
Jay Young, Sean Kingston. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why you don't
I thought that sounded like Stand By Me, Dina Jo, when I was doing the... when I was getting the music together.
Yes.
Over damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you.
I've never heard this before.
No, I can't remember what his hit was offhand.
Sean Kingston. Beautiful Girls. Yeah, this picture here, man, he's just a young kid.
Yeah, tiny. What is the song that he, is it the one with Justin Bieber? I know there's one that he's, he had it. I thought it was just like a one-time hit, but could be wrong. Anyway, we'll move on to the year of 2016. The last one on our music history for today, it's going to be the Eagles. Their greatest hits from 1971 to 1975 returned to the U.S. albums charts thanks to a 99-cent sale price in the Google Play Store. The album, released in 1976, was already the largest selling compilation album in history, with worldwide sales of over 42 million copies. So here is the Eagles with Hotel California.
This version here is done from the album Hell Freezes Over. It's the acoustic version with a little Spanish flair to it.
I love it.
Now, I understand that when the guy wrote this, this is exactly how they wanted to originally record the song. But when they went to the producers in that, they go, no, you need to rock it out a little bit more. And so they did, and they had great success with it being rocked out. But this is how they originally wanted to be done, with a little Spanish flair. The Eagles, Hotel California. Take that, YouTube. The guitar work in this version on acoustic guitars is absolutely awesome. I think that's Joe Welch right there playing.
Hi, Asha.
This is one of the best songs around, especially this version of it. I just love this version of the song. Remember the other guitar player's name. It was Don something. He's the guy that wrote this song. The other Don in the song, in the Eagles. Not Henley? Don Henley. No, not him. The other Don. The Eagles. Hotel California. From the album Hell Freezes Over. That's their live. That's their live unplugged show that they did for MTV. And what a great, great album. And what's even better than the album is if you can get the video, if you can get the CD of that concert. I mean, it's great to see those guys sitting up there and playing the songs. And there's a documentary out there somewhere that talks about them preparing for this acoustic show. And it shows they have a full orchestra in the background, you know, for some of their songs. And they show Don Henley. He's standing there and they're listening to this full orchestra playing. And he goes, no, someone stop. Someone's off right over in this section. Someone's off. They're a little flat. And I'm just going, oh my God, look Don at these Felder. Guys. Yeah. Unbelievable. Then it showed him backstage, the vocalists. They had the guys in the band and their background singers. They all stood there in a big circle and worked on vocals, no instruments, a cappella, and just worked on the vocals to make sure everybody was tight. And it was just amazing to see these guys work their craft, you know, and just get it, you know. It's just fun. So anyway, that would well be worth it.
Welcome
for you to look
lover.
That stuff up. Yeah. And yeah, take that, YouTube. Yeah.
Don Felder.
He's the guy that wrote that Hotel California song. Yeah. He got fired from the band because they wanted him to take over the finances of the group, of the organization, and he did. And then he found out some little shady stuff going on in into finances, and he brought it to everybody's attention, and they fired him. They said, "You're out of here. You're out of here." Yeah, a little skimming off the top, and everybody, you know, everybody got mad at him. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book about that too. It's a book. So the Eagles. I love that band. I love the Eagles stuff. Yeah, good music. Good music. Dina Jo, thank you. What a great list this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's hard to do a copyright court. I'll just, I'll write you some
paper. Welcome, Liz.
Welcome, everybody, to the show, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We're just here having a blast, just having a good time.
Yeah, that was
just
fun.
Having a good time, man. I just love the feel of fall. Fall is coming in.
Mighty
Sports Podcast. Hey, nice good to see you, buddy. Yeah. We were just talking sports a little bit earlier. We were talking about how the NHL is going to be kicking off September 25th, and college football is coming on around the corner. And you know, this is when I was talking with A-Dog about this, because on Mondays we have the A-Dog Sports Report. On Monday mornings with A-Dog, he comes on and gives us a little sports report on things that he finds interesting in what's going on in the sport world of sports. I mean, you know, I've given him the liberty. I didn't say, hey, I want sports. I want stats. I want to know what you saw and what you think is interesting. And it's a great little segment. And that is on Mondays. And Mondays at it's whenever we're ready to go, whenever he calls in and logs in, and then we do it. So check out the A-Dog Sports Reports Monday on our cast here. Good times. I popped in on my T Sports Podcast a couple of times, and he's got a great podcast. He's got a good show.
Yes, I've gone in a long time ago. I haven't been in there recently, but it's
man cave. All right, what are you talking about, man cave? Bloody Americans with sports, and you know darn well, man cave, that in my sports interests, there are English sports in there. There's British sports in there. Cricket, rugby. Come on. Now, you know, come on.
John Wick.
John Wick.
That sports and a romantic comedy. He has those put in there between.
That is so funny. Oh, my God. My God.
Hey, do you know that there are seven hobbies that help you live longer?
What are they?
Well, number one, they say, is reading, which I can understand.
Yeah, I love reading.
You use your brain. Welcome back, Spanky. So, you know, you're supposed to keep your brain active so you don't tend to get that Alzheimer's and stuff like that. So reading. Number two. Do you just look at the picture books? I know you, huh?
They're graphic novels, please.
Oh my Lord.
They're
are
not
you
picture,
me?
They're graphic novels.
Oh, I have to remember that one.
It's like Grammy called them comic books. Hey, you gonna go get a new comic book? They're graphic novels, for crying out loud. Makes them sound all dignified.
Oh yes. Goodness. Well, please, number two is gardening, which you do. So that's good. Gardening. Three is cooking the stuff in your garden. So cooking is number three out of seven. Okay, not a toilet. Let's see. Oh, look at this. Number four, listening to music.
You got to listen to music,
so for
people.
All of this, yeah.
You've got to get music going back into your lives, man. You remember when you're a kid, you're always listening to the radio and you're playing your records. Get back into filling your house with music, man. Fill your house with music.
Guys. Number five is volunteering, which is true because it's giving, is being, you know, it's good for your heart. It's good for your soul. Doing unto others is good. And walking. And I would put in there squats. Do your squats. I know you're not doing yours, old man. And number seven, owning a pet helps you.
Yeah, I can see that.
To live longer.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see you have your little buddy. Yeah, you got little your little buddy running around.
Welcome.
Whether it be a cat or a dog, whatever you like. Mm-hmm. A little buddy.
Pet.
Yeah.
So I
we had a friend of ours that we golfed with, and he had a little dog. He had one of those little those little tiny, I don't know what they are. They're a little terrier, like the Frasier, the dog that was in Frasier.
Oh, okay.
Eddie, like that dog, yeah. Eddie. He had like a little dog like that, and that dog went with him everywhere. And, you know, and he loved that little dog. And that little dog loved him, man. I mean, that was his buddy. You know, you could just tell. You know, it was his buddy, and I, for the life of me, can't remember his name. But he was so well known, and he was so, his dog was so well known. We'd go to golf courses and
Jack
play
Russell's
golf.
Terrier.
Yes, and they would allow him to come on. They'd allow him on the golf course, and it's like no dogs except this guy's little dog, because he always kept him in the cart. You know, and it was funny. Yeah, yeah. You know,
there's all kinds of dogs running around the golf course at the golf course where Lewis works. All the
neighbors. The neighbors.
No,
let their
the
dogs
workers
go out
have
there.
Their dogs.
Is there a housing development? Is there's a housing development around there, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the what golfers? They do all the work. They do all the landscaping for all the houses in the community.
Where and then the they surround the golf course. There's fairways with houses. Yeah, well, they let their dogs out to go crap on the fairways.
They chase all the geese and the coyotes and all kinds of wildlife out there.
That's just some crazy stuff right there, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else now? Dogs? What else?
That's it. That was seven. See, you need to read more because there was only seven, and I gave you the number after each one. Here's number one. Here's number two. And I said, lastly, own a pet.
Are you yelling at me, Dina?
No, I just said you need to read more. Or listen.
I need to read more. Okay. All righty.
And not picture books.
And not picture books?
Hi, AJFJ. Nice to see you.
I wanted to bring something out here. We had a turning point. We had a real turning point in this relationship that we share.
Oh.
And this is when it all changed, right?
Oh no.
Hey, so now that we're here, we met face to face for the first time after a year and a half.
Oh,
what
God.
Do you think, huh?
Who was the biggest bidder? Was it Spanky? Scooter?
Oh, come on. I don't like hugging. Stop hugging me. Ow.
Tune in Monday,
the Old Man's Podcast Show, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric.
That's me.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
That's when it changed.
That was a major turning point right there. Yeah. Yeah. You got too bossy now. that was so fun.
Somebody's got to keep you in your place when Grammy's sleeping.
Huh?
I said, what? Somebody's got to keep you in your place when Grammy's sleeping.
I know. You guys have got some kind of little thing going on in the background of all this stuff.
No, Rich.
Yeah, you guys are spying or something. I don't know.
Prior to him coming out, he put me up for auction. He was giving me up to the highest bidder. Tom was, and one of those two were the ones that bid the highest for me. So yeah.
Yes, the Beans and Winnie guys. They.
I know.
They put up $50 million. $50 million for Dina Joe to join their show, and quite
now
honestly,
he doesn't want to have anything to do with me.
Quite honestly, Spanky, as soon as I get that check and it clears, she's all yours.
She's all yours. He's like, no, I don't want her now.
Hey, Doss, thanks for asking. I forgot. We have our music show. Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, today's Thursday. Good grief. Tomorrow's Friday already. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, we have our music show. And we are going to have Lenny Kravitz and Bob Marley.
Yes.
Dina Joe, who do you want to go first?
Oh, we're going to do Lenny Kravitz first.
Lenny Kravitz is first, and then the night will end with Bob Marley. So that's who we got going. That's who we got going for tomorrow night's music. And, good times. What is Mr. – I was waiting for Mr. T to come in and go, Coolio.
Yeah, poor Mr. T. He's been wanting Coolio forever.
I know. And I just can't fill a whole. I just can't fill an hour of Coolio music.
Maybe you could just play a couple songs of Coolio, like two songs, and then start with somebody else.
Throw them in there. Yeah, Firebird. Spanky, are you drinking this morning? Firebird.
You no, mean he's gotta go get his oxygen. Bird?
You mean Free Bird? Because he's always yelling Free Bird. Free Bird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, JJ, baby. Coolio, give, I think give only him one or Coolio two. Only had, and...
Oh yeah, wait, are we gonna wait, what?
No, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. I think Rich is right. I think Coolio only has a couple of songs.
Yeah. Oh. Give him one. Too much air. Yeah.
Oh man, did you say Bieber?
No. Oh,
no, we
no.
didn't say Bieber.
No,
no,
I hope Bieber. That day does not come.
We are a Bieber free,
we are a Bieber free zone.
Our Friday music show is Bieber free. free bird. You know, I'm gonna have to do another, I'm gonna have to do another, gosh dang, yes. I just went blank, I just mentally blank on the band that does Free Bird. Who is that?
It's Bob Marley.
No, not Bob Marley doesn't do Free Bird. That's the Southern Rock guys. Leonard Skinner. Leonard Skinner does Free Bird. I'm going to have to do another Leonard Skinner night. I got to do a Leonard Skinner night. I might mix Leonard Skinner with, with the country guy. Who's that country guy? Man, I am brain dead all of a sudden. Leonard Skinner with the guy that does I Love This Bar. Who is that guy? I can picture his face. I can't, you know. Who's the country singer that does I Love This Bar? Come on, Dina Jo. Dina Jo. Uh-oh, she's off and running. She must be doing some. Toby Keith. Thank you, J-Baby. Thank you, J-Baby. I might do that might be an interesting combination. Yeah, that'd be an interesting, very interesting combination. Looks like we lost Dina Jo for a little bit. I think she got a call or something. She got a call. I heard her phone.
Well, I'm still here. I don't know if Asha is.
Asha? I don't know if Asha's here.
AKA Man Cave.
Asha's, I don't know. Asha wasn't, did Asha even call in? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think he did, but he came in the chat.
Oh. Yeah, he
I know he ain't called in a minute.
No, he didn't call in. I didn't see him call in. Dina Jo got knocked out. She got knocked out.
Hey, Tony.
She got knocked off. She's trying to log back.
She's back.
No, she's gone. Dina Jo. There she is. I'm going to invite you. Hang in there. Where are you? There. Are you there?
Okay.
Yay!
I don't know what happened. I'm talking. I'm like, I can see you. I don't know what happened.
Uh-huh. Well, now you know how I feel.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I know how you feel. I know how you feel. You got
well,
knocked
I'm
off.
Well, I'm sending to you. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm going,
Jason Aldean. Isn't it? No, is it Jason Aldean?
Who
are you? What song was it again you were asking when
no,
I
No, Toby Keith.
You?
Toby Keith.
Oh, Toby Keith.
I love
okay.
this bar. I'm thinking about doing a combo. I'm thinking I'm doing about Leonard Skinner and Toby Keith.
Oh, okay.
You know, a rock, a southern rock, and then a southern rock, and then a country pair, and do that. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. That'll be next week. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, I hope you're okay, Tony. Just came out of the doctor's office. Hope you're all right.
No, it wasn't the pod being gods. It was sunspots.
Or it was the old man that said Tony. I had enough of her, and he disconnected me and was pretending. Look at that evil laugh.
I blame it on Sunflare. I blame it on Sunspots. Oh, Dina Jo's like got muted.
Oh, she's missing. Sunspots. Oopsie. Yep, exactly.
Oopsies. Oh, man. That's I see. I can block people now. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're okay.
Let's
yeah, because you already did Jason Aldean, didn't you? Or no?
Jason who?
Jason Aldean.
I don't think we've ever done him.
Oh, you're gonna have to do him. He's got some good songs.
What's his genre?
It's country.
Jason, you'll have to send me his name. Maybe we'll do Jason and Toby Keith. Make it all a country night. Because I like Toby Keith. You know what?
You have to hear this song. This one, Dirt Road Anthem, is a great, great song.
Dirt Road Anthem.
Yeah, good song.
Are you trying to get it up, or do you want me to get it up?
Oh, I don't know. You can do it.
I'll do it. Okay, Dirt Road Anthem. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's a good one.
Okay, come on. Oh, now it's going real slow.
Oh, Eric Church is good too. Mm-hmm. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Come on, we're running out of time.
Dirt Road Anthem, Jason Aldean.
Hi, PPG, welcome.
This?
Yep.
Oh, I like it already. This is off his album, My Kind of Party.
I'm chilling on the dirt road, late night.
Oh, yeah! You shared this song with me before. Yeah, Jason Alderman. Aldean.
Yes, probably. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, you did. You sent that to me a long time ago. Yeah, I don't know. We did. I don't think we've ever had a night dedicated to him, so... I think that's what we're going to do. Not this week. This week, we have Lenny Kravitz and Bob Marley. Next week, next week's going to be a country night.
Well, maybe do Jason Aldean and Eric Church. There you go, right there. Picked it for you. Jay Baby likes Eric Church. They're both country. Both top of the hits. You don't have to even think about it.
Eric Church and Jason Aldean. A-L-D-E-A-N. All right. That's what we got next week. All right, Slap Squad. You got it. The Slap Squad speaks. The old man listens.
I'd like that in right now.
That'll be a great cut tonight. Because I don't think we've done any of them. I don't think we've done either one of those songs. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Yeah, we haven't done a country night in a long time either. Yeah. When was the last country night? Gosh, I don't know. The last country night was... It had to be a couple of months ago. It had to be. Yeah. So, yeah, that's good. That's right. That's what we're going to have. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Oh, good times. Good times. Man, I just can't believe. You know, this is what I was talking about earlier in other shows. How thirsty.
I just keep pushing buttons on you. Sorry.
Who does? Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. I said time flies.
Yeah. What do you mean time flies? Yeah, it does. And Thursdays just are like ninja days. They just sneak up on you.
Welcome,
you know,
PPG.
You're going along Monday, yay, Tuesday, okay, Wednesday, hey, Monday, then like Thursday, you know, it's like Thursday just is there, you know. So, all right, so here we go. Anyway, it's been a great day. Good show. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to check us out on the ESN, WESN network. How come I can never get that? You know what I'm going to need to do? I'm going to need to write it on a card. And
network
stick it
strategy.
Right here.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't.
Epic strategy. Because I'm not that smart. That's what I had to do when we first started doing this thing, Dina Jo. I had to do that with the, that's the thing when I had to do the, when I do the intros. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. I had to write that down because I could never remember what I was going to say. What am I going to say? No, I do my own voiceovers now, Mike. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been playing with my sound recording software I have on my computer, and I've been doing some good stuff here. So I'm going to try. Mike. Mike, you don't need to suck up to me, Mike. It's okay.
Oh gosh, you!
I'll let Dina Jo stay with you for a couple more weeks, and then that's it. I'm pulling her home.
Oh, goodness. All right.
You know who's got
a
great voice? You know who's got a great voice? And that's Chris Unplugged on his music show.
Yeah, he does.
The music show he has before us on Friday nights. I'm going to give him a plug. He's got a music show, Chris Unplugged. I think it's Club 19 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But he does a music show an hour before us. So we're on at 8.
Okay,
oh, he's 2 hours. He's on at 6 Pacific time. And he's got a great music show. He just, every now and then I'll tell him, I say, thanks for warming them up for me, Mike. I mean, Chris. Yeah. He's got a great voice, man. I love listening to his show. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, Mike. That's why all the girls are after him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I know. What
Ray,
is
hi,
that?
Radio Project.
Get
he
away
said
from
you
me.
Put a little thing. You have a nice
that's
voice.
Why...
Good looking dude if it was a chick. So I said, that's why you got all the girls after you on Instagram. Oh, old man.
That's why you've got free control to just block them, get them off of me.
I do.
Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're out of here. Time flies, man. Time flies. And
especially when you're having fun.
It is. Yeah, Eric. It really is. Hey, Eric, you want to plug some shows coming up?
Well, on Podbean Live, as always, you got Milk Dog, you've got the Art of Floundering podcast, and be on lookout for Mike Tampa Bay and Cummins' Culture to do their impromptu shows. And I believe Talk Hard with Tuttles and Cube Ellis coming up later in primetime, and along with the Beans and Weenie show. And then, of course, I'll hope to see people later for the Slightly Serious show. And then Trice Talk should be on tonight, so be on lookout for Dennis Lee and Donald Wayne. And then I know we're back tomorrow morning, and also be on lookout for John DeVito to do his impromptu shows. And then Ralph has a show scheduled for Saturday, September 11th, so that should be very interesting. And many more great podcast friends.
Yeah, it looks like Rich, nice, Big Dog, he's fired up, Dreadnought 928. Check him out. He comes on later on in the afternoon. Check out his podcast. Let me know. Email me if he's talking bad about me.
Bye, Jess. Bye, you can
if you badmouth me, just email me at theoldmanspodcastshow@gmail.com.
He's right there. He's right there.
All right. Listen, thanks, Jess. Everybody, for tuning in and checking us out. We really appreciate it. It's been fun. What a great day. It's going to be a good day. Go out there and live your life. Have fun. Be kind to people.
Yes.
Just be kind to people. Do random acts of kindness. Be nice. That's all we can ask. You know, just people start being nice. Too much hate, too much anger out there. We can combat that by being nice. And speaking of nice, nobody gets any nicer than Dina Jo. A final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We love you guys so much and appreciate you for being here. So have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the entries, or not the entries, but what people have sent in to us for, you know, our show as far as the, you know, as far as the zucchini stuff. The zucchini stuff. We've sent that stuff in. We're going to be talking about who sent in what and this and that and this and that. Plus, Grammy, I think, is going to get up and join us so she can talk about what she's made with zucchini. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, we just appreciate everybody coming in and checking us out. And yeah, have a great day, everybody. Just enjoy life.
Oh, yes.
Enjoy life. Do things you like to do. Do things you like to do that make you smile, make you laugh. Get out there and do them. You know, stay away from all the hate. Stay away from all the anger. Don't get caught up in the drama. Just go out there and have a good time. Live life to its fullest. Our music's out. Our music's over. We're out of here. Tune in tomorrow, 7 a.m. Come back and join us. Check out the show at 11 on the WEAN.
God bless you.
Bye, guys.
I'll see you later.
Later, Gators. Go Tigers.